There's a machlok in the Rishonim as to what bracha you make on a shofar. The Rosh in Maseches Rosh Hashanah in the fourth parak quotes two days as to what the proper lashon habracha is. He says, "Rabbeinu Tam Kasev Yesh Levarach Al Tkiya Shofar Mishum Da Asiyas Hi Gemar Mitzvasa." Funny lashon, Asiyas Hi Gemar Mitzvasa. We're not going to get too much into that lashon today, though. Yeah, the Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Asiyas Hi Gemar Mitzvasa. Exactly what that means is a good question. And the Rabbah is Heviyat Yerushalmi Tokel Shofar Tzarech Levarach Hashem Shem Tzivan L'Shmoa Bekol Shofar. The Shachiyad V'Achrakei Token. That was the Rav Yoh, based on the Yerushalmi, as well as the Bahag B'chein Kasav, the Bahag Ahadim Levarach in the Shmoa Kol Shofar, V'lo Mevarach Nitzko Kol Shofar, O Al Tkiyah Shofar, Tumor Al Mikra Megel, Mishum D'Shmiyaz Kol Shofar, Hu Yod Tzevlo B'Tkiyah Shofar. It's pretty clear for the Bahag that the way he understood the Shiloh, as to whether the bracha is Al Tkiyah Shofar, Al Shmiyaz Shofar, or L'Shmoat HaShofar, or L'Shmoat HaShofar, whether the Loshon HaBracha, the text should have the word Tkiyah or Shmiyah L'Chor depend upon what is the mitzvah Tzkiyah or the mitzvah Shmiyah. So the truth is there are several nachkaminas to the Shaila in addition to the Lashon HaBracha. We'll go through a few of them, and then I'll show you a couple of rayas from the Gemara and how the Rishonim deflect them, and as the Rishonim deflect, the Achronim, deflect these rayas, all sorts of different understandings develop, all sorts of different permutations of what's going on develop. So we'll start off with the major hakim, is it not is the mitzvah Tkiyah? There's a mitzvah Shmiyah, but we'll see, in other words, that there are really several possibilities besides just the original two, and as the city develops, we'll see that further. So the opening of the mitzvah Shofar starts off, is the mitzvah Tkiyah, or is the mitzvah Shmiyah, and the first major nafkamina would be, what would be the Lashon HaBracha? There are several other possible nafkaminas. One would be the following halachic scenario. There's a general principle in Shas that a chayr shot to the katan don't pull shofar, they can't do mitzvahs. They're part of the mitzvahs, chayr shot to the katan. Imagine if a chayr shot to the katan reads the Megillah for you. So you're not yotze if they, I don't know what else they do. You're not yotze, they bench you, you're not yotze, etc. So katan and a chayr are pretty straightforward, relatively speaking, but the chayr has two different symptoms. Number one is he can't speak. And number two is he can't hear, right? Because he's a deaf mute, right? He can't do both. So if he blows the shofar for you, what's the halacha? So no good, because he's an mechuy medaber. Let's say you have a medaber ben shomea. Let's say you have a person who's just deaf, not a full halacha chayish, but he's a medaber ben shomea. He can speak, but he can't hear. What would the halacha be? Could he blow shofar for you or not?
Well,
if machlok is 2 days in the ear. Many posts think no good. I think the Beis Yosef as well. But the machlok is 2 days in the Iri, whether or not it can be most of you or not. What might this machlok revolve around? What?
He can't hear.
Yeah, but you said right, originally it's correct. The machlok is maybe an afkamina to our shayla, whether the mitzvah is tekiyah or shmiyah. In other words, the reason why a cherish, in other words, can a cherish be most of you? The answer is no, because the fact that an isha is not chayav shofar can't be motzi me. The fact that a kavod is not chayav shofar can't be motzi me. What about a person who can't hear but can't speak? So if he's not the official halachic category of shofar, he can't hear but he can't speak. He can be motzi me in benching. He can be motzi me in other mitzvos. He can be motzi me in kiddush, in megillah. What about shofar? So the machlok is 2 days in the ear. So Alex wants to suggest that if the mitzvah is a mitzvah of tekiyah, so then what? He should be chayiv. And if he's chayiv, he can be? Motzi. Alternatively, if the mitzvah is a mitzvah of shmiyah, can he be yotze? No, and therefore what? He can't be motzi. Kol shei b'chayiv b'dar v'ed motzeras asra b'dei chavasan. And arguably, this machlok is 2 days in the ear as to whether or not a medaber v'eino shmiyah can be motzi may depend gufa on our hakir if the mitzvah shmiyah, if the mitzvah. That could be a second nafkamina in addition to the first one, which was what bracha would you make? Now, you got that? Clear? Yeah? Sounds good. Favor? However, that might not be so black. It could be, you could really debate that. That might not necessarily be a nafkamina. Why? Yeah? Maybe. Because the principle of Kol Shem Mevchui, but if a woman has that, she can't be motivated.
It's a kid,
so
you can't
hear. So what? It's a skia.
Maybe his nose is
blown. Sure he does. It's in his mouth.
Maybe he
can't hear. Okay. So it's one day, in other words, so then... Could be. I hear. I would have thought that this potentially would be madness, because everyone agrees that mitzvah is mitzvah shmir. The question is, the person who can't hear, what?
I'll
say it a little differently, not exactly that. So is the person who can't hear really tired because he can't hear, so he's like an onus type of Torah, but he really is a bar for you, book? For a peasant, the fact that he can't hear makes him mufka from the parsha of Shofar. You follow that? So it could be everyone agrees that makes a shmir. So there are really two assumptions here. Number one is the mitzvah is shmir. Number two is therefore the ain of the daver, the ain of shomeya, is mufka from kia shofar. Once he's mufka, he can't be mufka. One can argue on the first assumption and say no. The mitzvah is not a mitzvah shmir, it's a mitzvah skia. Of course it can be motivated. But if you take for granted the first assumption, the mitzvah is a mitzvah shmir, and say, even though the mitzvah is a mitzvah shmir, this guy's chai, and therefore he can be motivated. He can't be motivated himself, it's for a technical reason. A guy with a broken arm is a puzzle from tefillin, he just can't put it on. A guy with no arms is a puzzle from tefillin, he just can't put him on. He's a regular bar chayuva. So to this guy, he came here, he's a bar chayuva, he just can't be motivated. Or no, he's not a bar chayuva. He's mamish mufka from the fact that he's a neno shomei. That may or may not be an afternoon. Oh, sorry, follow good? Good about you too?
Yeah.
Another potential afternoon I think we spoke about in the past, last week, was mitzvah v'avavera. In other words, let's say a person steals a shofar. So what's the halacha? That's the machlokas we're showing. The Ritva says it's no good. It's mitzvah b'avera. The Ran in the second show in Russia says it's no good. The Or Zarua says it's no good. The Or Zarua is quoted in the Date HaRosh, Hashem HaGoz HaShrei. He quotes the Or Zarua, it's found in the HaGoz HaShrei. Many Rishonim believe he can't be motzi, he can't be motzi. Just like a stolen lulav is no good, lulav HaGozel is possible. So to a shofrag, Zul is possible as well. The Rambam, Shulchan Aruch disagrees. The Rambam has it different. The Rambam writes, it's totally fine. Rambam writes, in Perak Aleph, Hilcha Shofar, Halacha Beis. Halacha Beis, I'm skipping a few lines in this third sentence in Perak Aleph Halacha Beis. Shofar HaGazel Shetaka Ba Yatsa. If you steal a shofar, you're Yotzi with it. Why She'ein Mitzvah Ela B'Shmiyat HaKol? Afal Pishlo Noga Ba B'lo Higbiu HaShomer Yatsa V'ein B'Kol Din Gezer. What is the Rambam be focusing on? Why is it not on the Mitzvah B'Avera? Since the mitzvah is the mitzvah of Shmir, which the Rambam says the Ferish of Halacha Aleph, Parakah Halacha Aleph, mitzvah I say, Shal Torah, Lishmoa, true Masa Shofar. There's a mitzvah to hear the Shofar, the mitzvah is the mitzvah of Shmir. Therefore, the mitzvah is to hear a call. Just because you stole the Shofar doesn't mean you stole the call. Ain't the call din gezel, says the Rambam. And therefore, because the mitzvah is the mitzvah of Shmir, the Chepta mitzvah is the call, you can't steal a call, it's totally legitimate. Masha'ein can potentially the Ritva and the Ran. And the Or Zarua, they would argue, the mitzvah is the mitzvah of Tekiah. If I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Salvechik has this printed up in his name in the Harei Kedem, this Mahalach, that the other Rishon, the Ritva, and the Or Zarua, and the Ran, they believe the mitzvah is the mitzvah of Tekiah. In which case, what's the Chefza HaMitzvah? The shofar. What's the Chefza Mitzvah? Is it the shofar, is it the coal? If it's a shofar, you can't steal it, and you violate the mitzvah of Aver, it's no good. But if it's the coal, says the Rambam, ain't the coal, din gezel, you can't steal a coal, in which case, there would be no mitzvah baba vera, and it would be yotze. And therefore there's a second possible nafkimina to our chakiro, whether the mitzvah shmir or the mitzvah is tekiya. Now, if you're good, you're making funny faces. Stop making those faces. No. Yeah, no, you don't. Anyhow, yeah, what's that problem?
I don't understand how else you can say that you can't steal a voice when we'll be the voice of the shofar.
You could steal a shofar, but the point of the
the voice doesn't come without the shofar.
You're right, but who says that's relevant? We'll see in a second. Hold on. I think I'll address your question in a second. Yeah, Schaefer. Same thing. However, this may also not necessarily be a nafkamina. There's another potential chakira. In other words, if I want to know whether or not mitzvah habava avera is shaykh to a shofar, the machlokes may not necessarily depend upon the mitzvah of shofar, but rather about the nature of mitzvah habava avera. We spoke about that 2 weeks ago. We had two definitions. What is a mitzvah habava avera? So we had pointed out the way Tosfos understands mitzvah baba avera is that the avera is machmas the mitzvah. I'm sorry, Bakari. The mitzvah is machmas the avera, that the avera facilitates the mitzvah. You can't do the mitzvah unless you would have done the avera beforehand. You can't lift up a lulav unless you would have stolen. If that's the case, which group of Rishon would that solve? Would that explain the Rambam or the Ritzvot Ran and or Zeruah? Ritzvot Ran or Zeruah? Although the kol is the chepsa mitzvah, who cares? The avera, you could, as Gabi Hart was asked, you could have never ever gotten the kol if you didn't steal the shofar. And even though it's indirect, nonetheless, in other words, the avera of gezerah did facilitate the mitzvah, and therefore it should be mitzvah haba avera, even if the mitzvah is the mitzvah of shmiya. Nonetheless, the fact that you stole it enabled you to do the Shemiyah, which is a mitzvah. And the Rambam would argue differently, as the Rambam does in the Perush HaMishnayis, that the mitzvah above Aver is not in the maif, it's not the ta'alich, it's not the ability to accomplish the mitzvah, but it's a psul in the chepsa. That when there's an Avera that was done to a certain chepsa, that chepsa has tainted atoms. The molecules are inappropriate for mitzvos, and therefore, you know, even something like Yirani Dachas and Shalashera, it's not a shared emotion. The Rambam believes it's the problem mitzvah about Bavera because you did a vote of Zara to it. Most believes it's not a problem. The only potential problem could be Ksusim Echdat Shurei. But nonetheless, the Rambam believes the problem mitzvah about Bavera is still in the Chefza. In which case, what is the Chefza of Shofar? I'm sorry, what is the Chefza HaMitzvah by Shofar? The answer is the coal. And therefore, there is no bad molecules in the coal because you can't steal a coal. Or in other words, really the Rambam makes two assumptions. Assumption number one is that the definition of mitzvah avav avera is a psul in the chepta, number one. And number two, because the mitzvah is the kol, the mitzvah shofar, the chepta mitzvah is the kol, and therefore there's no psul, tomei, tainted atoms running around through the kol. The Ritzvah and the Rav can argue on either one of those two assumptions. They can redefine mitzvah avav avera and say it means it's the talich, it's the process, it's the fact that you stole it, and therefore only because you stole it can you accomplish the mitzvah, i.e. it's machmas the avera. Or they can argue, no, the mitzvah is the mitzvah of pekiyah, and therefore these two potential nafkaminas, number one about the medaber v'eino shomea, and number two about the what? Shofar HaGozel may or may not be nafkaminas. Again, conceptually, see the difference is, but it's not mochurch that these are nafkaminas. I have one more nafkamina that I wanted to share with you guys. Then we'll take a look at some of the sources inside, the Mishnayos, the things that read the Raya's, where the Rishonim get their shittas from, the Achronim. I saw this in the Sefer called Bina B'Sfarim by Daniel Feldman from YU, as a Sefer he put out, where he has a nafkamina, I think it's as follows. Where if, let's say, I pick up a certain shofar, I try my best to blow it, No dice. You know what I mean? It was the sound that usually I make. Then all of a sudden, someone brings over, like, a better shofar. Now, even the ones that the amateurs can blow, they bring. And I blow the shofar properly, a different shofar. So he wants to know, would you make a new bracha on the second shofar? So you made a bracha on shofar one. Shofar one, you were unsuccessful. You could not figure out to blow it properly. And then you blow the second shofar. Oh, hang on one second. You're right, we'll get to that in a second. So he wanted to suggest that this is a potential nafkamina. How so? If the mitzvah is the mitzvah of shmiya, then what's the chatz ha-mitzvah? The coal, and therefore, what? Would you need a new bracha? No, because the bracha is going on the coal. However, if the chesed mitzvah is the tekiyah, sorry, if the mitzvah is blowing the shofar, well, then what's the chesed mitzvah? The shofar. Which shofars, arguably, you would need to do what?
Make a new bracha.
However, this again might not necessarily be what a nafkamina, because why redlich? You were kind of saying it before. Mate, why? Why would this not necessarily be a nafkamina? Correct, just because, in other words, the machlok is maybe, or this shayla may depend upon, what do you make new brachos on? Let's say you make a bracha on lulav X and you put it down and lift up lulav Y, would you have to make a new bracha or not? Arguably not. Arguably the bracha is not specifically on the chefza, but the bracha is on the maisa that you're making later on. And even though the maisa is with a different chefza, who cares? Or in other words, do I make a new bracha when I switch shofas? When I switch the chafsa mitzvah, it may depend upon A, when do you make new brachos, and B, when do you what is considered the chafsa mitzvah? And only the Chafetz HaMitzvah section would link back to our Machlokas Shmiya versus Tekiya. Essentially, we spoke out several possible nafkaminas. Number one, being the bracha, that's probably the clearest one that really is a nafkamina, although there are some who think not. I think the Hegyoni Halacha, written by Rabbi Mirsky, the Rebbe of Chlala, he thinks it's even not a nafkamina. However, there are four legitimate potential nafkaminas that show the conceptual difference, and therefore, I think it's a good hakim. Okay, questions, comments, thoughts, points, otherwise we'll do a couple of the rayas. There are three major rayas that lead these Rishonim and Acharonim to be convinced that the Mitzvah is either Shmiya or Tekiya, and not the opposite. You don't have those, I wouldn't have questions, comments, thoughts, anything. What do you got? Shaykh, you had a hand up before. That was his question.
I was going to ask that, if the two shofars, if the blowing thicker, then does it really matter
whether or not you feel the sound coming out of it? We'll see. Hold on, hold off that. We'll get to that mamshah in a few seconds. It's a great point. I think there's a more clear raya, but we'll get to that. Yeah?
So, brothers, you're
nice. Meaning, do you make brachos on the chefza mitzvah, or do you make brachos on, like, no, I'm not doing the chefza, I'm doing the mitzvah. Who cares what chefza is? Okay. What is the most obvious, crystal clear, black and white raya that the mitzvah of? Shmiel?
Technically, Paskin on the Shmuel.
Okay,
Oh, but we hold that way.
Maybe?
Oh, isn't it?
Yom Shua Yamaka?
Isn't it?
No, that's Yom Shua, I think, is not here for the Pasuk. That's one of the reasons why the ambiguity, I think, leads to this Machlokas.
Isn't it the Machlokas about blowing into a bore?
We'll get to that. That is a good lie. But I thought the most basic, raise your hand if you ever blow the Shema for your life. I'm Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so how is the rest of us
ever yosef? Shmei Kohanim.
I don't know how, but in other words, let's take a step back. Okay. If the mitzvah is the mitzvah of Shmiya, mitzvah, if the mitzvah is the mitzvah of Tekiya L'chor, what should everyone have to do? Blow their own shofar. The fact that not everyone blows their own shofar seems to indicate that the mitzvah is the mitzvah of Shmiya. The fact that, in other words, Raya number one for Shmiya is...
That's what we said before.
Okay. You can reject it. No Rishonim who believe that this is Tekiya. Of course they're going to. It's too obvious of a question. Otherwise, however, it's worthwhile. This is Raya number one, and we'll have to defend it, and we'll do it momentarily. We'll spit out all three Rayas, and we'll defend all three. A second possible Raya is the Mishnah sound that I'm not confessing out. The Mishnah starts with towards the bottom of the page. The Mishnah starts from the middle of the page, and skip down to where it says Chay, which is a little gimmick from the Where's the proof? If the mitzvah would be Shmiya, would it matter who blew the shofar?
No.
L'chora! This is the kasha, what's his face? I'm sorry, I think it's the wrong guy.
Yeah.
L'chora, the raya of the mitzvah is of Tekiya. Being that we do care who blows the shofar. Being that we do care who blows shofar, it must be because it blows shofar is a significant thing. It's creating a nice mitzvah. How is it possible that if the mitzvah Shmiya and I heard it, that what? That I'm not yosef. If a woman blows shofar, if a chayish blows shofar, what is that Shmiya? It's a Shmiya, then that you're supposed to do. And Raya number three is the Gemara in the Sechas Rasha and Daf Chav Ches. The Gemara there says, first one line is Hatokeya, and the third down the page. Hatokeya l'tok ha'or, or l'tok ha'dus, or l'tok ha'pita. First of all, show it to a hole, or a cavern, or a cistern, or all these things. Im kol shofar shama yatim, kol ha'var shama lo yatim. What do you need to hear?
Kol shofar.
The start is, what do you need to hear? It doesn't matter, right? Okay? Kaliva for Tchila Tchia Mitzvah Arvin Kola, maybe you should be open with the first half of the show first. The Gemara there is going to be a little context and whether or not you can hear the first half of Kola is that good enough. So if you hear the first half of Kola, it shouldn't be good enough. So if you come in Rabbah, it's okay, Abba Ola Lanasha. What's he doing? He's walking out on his own. But again, what does it seem to indicate? This is Mr. Shmia, so the toe. Is not yotzei unless you hear the shofar. But if he didn't hear it, you know. Bottom line is that if you hear it or not. That is to be a lockdown white variety. That what we care about is the hearing of shofar. And that's essentially the three major rayas that you find in the Rishonim and Achronim. It's the sugya from the Gemara from the Shnayis in terms of what are the, in terms of the clues as to whether the mitzvah is a mitzvah of Shmiya or mitzvah of Tekiya. Again, tough to know just from Svara, and either one makes sense, but there are three potential rayas that we just pointed out. Number one, the fact that not everyone blows shofar, that's the mitzvah of Shmiya. Number two, the fact that Chesha the Kohen can do it indicates the mitzvah of Tekiya. And number three, the halach, the Kohen Kabbos, the Kohen Kadosh. If Kol Shofar Shama Yatim, if Kol Habama Shama Lo Yatza, those I think are the three rayas. So I'm going to take a quick round of questions to try best to defend against each of these three rayas. How would the Rebbe Tam, the first man seems to believe the mitzvah of the Tekiya, defend against these two rayas? And how would the Rav Yoh and the Rambam and the other Rishonim, the whole group of them, believe the mitzvah of Shmiya, how they understand the halacha of Chayim Shom B'Kai? Question 1, 2, 1.
Did you say Shmiya from here by Tekiya?
What? Maybe, we'll get to 2 seconds. I'll call you today in 2 seconds. Alex, yeah. What?
It's only one that you don't hear the shofar and then quiet, and you don't hear kind of the pig who then swim.
Your question will be answered in that 30 seconds. So let's start with the first question. Since we've got to have one thing to say for a second. If the mitzvah really is the mitzvah of Shmiya, I understand why everyone has to hear it. If the mitzvah is the mitzvah of Tekiya, well then what? At first place, everyone would need to blow shofar. So Gabi wants to suggest the principle we spoke about last week called Shomea.
I was saying you can't say
it. If the mitzvah is the mitzvah of Tekiya, maybe one will say, how am I yotzei? Okay, you blew shofar. So maybe it works under the rubric of it's called Shomea Ka'ona. There's a standard principle in halacha called Shomea Ka'ona that even though Shaykh probably never read Megillah on Purim, did you read Megillah on Purim? Correct. How are you yotzei via Megillah? Shomea Ka'ona. Although tomorrow night there's a good chance you're not going to make Kiddush yourself, you'll be yotzei if someone else is Kiddush. Although there's a good chance that a million and one mitzvahs, every mitzvah in the world is like this, that even if you don't do it yourself, you can be yotzei the principle of Shomea Ka'ona. Right, we can write a volunteer custom to learn it out in Sacha Sukkah, Adaf Lam Ches, major, major principle in halakha called Shomea Ka'ona. Could we suggest that Shomea Ka'ona applies to the shofar? Now the truth is, does Shomea Ka'ona apply to tefillin?
No.
Absolutely not. Does Shomea Ka'ona apply to other nice mitzvahs? No, it applies only to the mitzvahs of speech type of thing. So it's a little bit difficult, but maybe we could apply it nonetheless. And if I wanted to apply Shomea Ka'ona to shofar, so I think there's two possible ways to do it. Number one is to reinterpret Shomea Ka'ona, and number two is to develop a good idea about shofar. You with me? Yeah? In other words, if Azari is going to shofar for everyone, how are we all doing? See, the answer is maybe through Shomea Ka'ona. Does Shomea Ka'ona really work? Let's understand. Option number one is to understand what Shomea Ka'ona is all about. If you remember, who knows, you have to share last week, we spoke about Shomea Ka'ona. And we discussed, what does Shomea Ka'ona mean? The major hakira about Shomea Ka'ona was either, am I just yotzei, or it's as if I actually said it, and maybe even did. Shomea Ka'ona means things that I hear, maybe it's as if I said them, or maybe even more, maybe it's as if I did them. For example, the machlok of today's the Beis Yosef, the person hears the chazi repeating chazar sashat. Does he have to take 3 steps back or not? It could be, Shemei Kohen means whatever you said counts for me, in which case would I take my own 3 steps? Yes, because just because what you said counts for me doesn't mean I actually took my steps. However, the other day, Beis Yosef believes that I don't need to take 3 steps back, even if I'm listening to someone else's Shemon Eshrei. Why? Because not only does the sound carry over, apparently, what else carries over? Things that he's done, his actions. As long as I'm hearing it, it's not just that I'm Yosef, it's as if I actually not just said it, but it's as if I actually did it. And therefore, even though I never took my 3 steps back, it's good enough because it's as if I did. If that's the case, what might one say about Tokeo? What? Shomer Ka'ona is not just that I heard it and I'm Yosef, but it's maybe even that I tap a Pusho, maybe one could say a big finish like that. Based upon the Beis Yosef's understanding, potentially, that one day Beis Yosef should end all. Alternatively, one could say, no, you don't have to say a big Kiddush about Shemei Kohen, even a big Kiddush. And what Salvechik suggested is that the nature of Shofar. Salvechik had a very big Kiddush about the nature of Shofar. He said Shofar has 2 dimensions. Number one is the standard component which is Shofar, whether it's Shemir, Tekiah, that would remain. And there's a moment of the mitzvah of Shofar. He says Shofar is an instrument of tefillah. Tekiah Shofar is a type of prayer. You heard this before? That Shofar is a chepesh on tefillah. And when you blow shofar, you're not just doing the mitzvah of shofar, whether it's tefillah or shmiyah, there's a whole other dimension to it, which is tefillah. It's what you write. Raya number one. There's the machlokis and the amaraya. Machlokis and the gemara in the third parak of Rosh Hashanah. What shape a shofar has to be in? We pass it has to be bent. Kof, bent. But there are those who believe it has to be like a split, like push it straight.
So when you hold the bent in order to then you should have your weight changes.
Okay. I'm not sure. Maybe.
What are you
doing? You heard something what?
You ran into safer words.
So when I understood it, I think we believe the same thing. And then the Gemara itself and Rashi has been clear about it. What's behind this map, okay? So the Gemara itself says, sometimes when you daven, you stand straight, sometimes when you daven, you're bent over. And that's why the shofar shouldn't be straight or bent over. Depending on how the tefillah is, I'm more straight or bent over. And the obvious question is what? What the heck does the shape of the shofar have to do with? Tefillah, how do you daven? The answer is, shofar has to have tefillah. Raya number one. Raya number two. In the middle of davening, could you imagine a person lifting up ruach? You look Shemoneh Esrei? Could you imagine a person reading the Megillah? Could you imagine a person eating matzah? Could you imagine chadavim that in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei we should do a mitzvah like this? Yet, in the middle of chadaras hashatz, what do we do on Rosh Hashanah? Pull a shofar. And Sfarim even do it in the style of Shemoneh Esrei. The only way you can blow shofar and be yosef during Shemoneh Esrei is if there's a kiyum of tefillah, otherwise it's a hefsek. Etzem, the fact that you blow shofar during Shemoneh Esrei shows that it's not something totally different from tefillah, but rather what?
It's part of
tefillah. There's a third ride that I don't know if the salvation brings or if I found it on my own. I think he only brings the first one. I found the third one on my own, I think. he brings it as well, I'm not sure. He quotes it as well. There's a halacha that a shofar shofara is no good. You can't use a cow's horn. So the Gemara has the Mishnah says one thing, the Gemara has 2 different interpretations of one thing, other reasons why, and well, bottom line is it's one principle why you can't use shofar shofara, which is called Ein Kate Gur Nasa Sa Sunday Gur. You shouldn't be taking something that should be helping you, like the shofar, something that should be a defense attorney, and turning it into a prosecutor. Don't allow the shofar.
Other way around.
Oh, maybe right. Fine. Don't take the.
The para should represent
the para, which is supposed to be a something that reminds Hashem of. Ego Hazav. Don't use it as something like the shofar that's supposed to help you. In other words, the bottom line is a psul called Ink Tegan Ask and Agar, and one should not use the shofar. So the Gemara then says, goes to the whole three or four different things. Well, maybe this should be a problem, maybe that should be a problem, maybe they also think it should be a problem. The Gemara says, some of those are problems for this reason, some of them are problems for other reasons why, all sorts of reasons why. Let's find this Gemara quickly. What about the dam of a car? Why is it not a problem? So the Gemara says that should be a problem, maybe take it out. The Gemara says, no, the dam of a car you could use for carbonic because, oh, the ishtani ishtani, since it's changing its shape, no longer looks like that. I'll correct the iron and the chorus and the crude, which all have gold. So the Gemara says, no, chote bal yadrit karina bahayi. Good. The Gemara says, bahayika katu mahta. And the Gemara says, chote bal yisna, karina. Then the Gemara says, what about big day zahav? There's a Kohen sometimes where big day zahav, doesn't that remind God of the egg of hazahav? The Gemara says, no, it's not a problem. Why? Because the big day zahav remain. They don't go, listen, they don't go to the Kodesh HaKadosh. They don't go inside. They remain Bachot. They remain outside. So if that's, she says the Gemara, the shofar is also blown. Bachot, why should it be a problem? If it's Neger Nasa Senegar, if it's Neger Nasa Senegar, it's only a problem when it, with them, how could it hassle up our shofar in Chicago, and in Philadelphia, and in Miami, and in New York? So the Ritzvah says, my answer is, Kevo de Lidikarohu Kibith Nimda. Since it's a Dikaroh, it's Kibith Nimda. I mean, what the heck does that mean? The Ritzvah says, the shofar's tefillah goes straight through the Kodesh Kodesh and up to Shemayim. Again, L'chora, the shofar hasn't been a tefillah. If that's the case, one may argue that even though it's not a verbal, communicative prayer. Nonetheless, Shemayim applies. Why? Since shofar is a tefillah, and everyone knows that Shemayim Ka'ona applies to tefillos, so too it applies to shofar. Being that shofar, an integral part, maybe the integral part, but at least an integral part is tefillah. So it carries some, or many, or all, I don't know what, at least some of the meaning of tefillah. One of those din is Shamei Ka'ona, and therefore Shamei Ka'ona may even apply if the mitzvah is a mitzvah of Tekiah and Nashtiah. And therefore, the first part, three riot, the first one we have out. Two potential ways. Number one is we interpret the definition of Shamei Ka'ona as whether it means your Yosei or your Tamanish Dibor. We saw several Nachminis of that last week. The one we repeated was the Beis Yosef, and that's because it shows that even action can be carried over with Shamei Ka'ona, maybe the action of Tzkiyah. Alternatively, based upon the salvation court, that shofar has a key of tefillah, that prayer, you open up your heart, you spoke out to God with the key of the shofar, and therefore it carries over the din of Shamei Ka'ona as well. Questions? Comments? Thoughts? Yeah?
Comment that I remember reading, but that the way of carrying the vanilla, how is that?
Correct. Now, those are the rabbis who have the three scholarships. Whether or not everyone needs to do it, only that guy, the whole thing can punch him at all. There's several that have to be described. Good. Okay, the other two rabbis, I'm going to move quickly because I'm a little short on time. You guys got ready? Got me here. Fred, are you with us? Sheriff, where you go? Okay. What about the favorite show for God? So there's two answers I saw and I heard about here that were totally different from each other. The standard basic answer, the standard answer is the last sentence. I think probably most of the sentence, I don't know. How can it be that if Chayim Shot Bekata can blow shofar and not does it with the Shia? What would you have said on your own? Let's say they lift up a shofar, the wind catches it. Am I okay? Pasha, no, right? I heard it. Let's say a person is very good at imitation, and he goes, ooh, and it sounds like Tekiah Shofar. Are you okay? Pasha, no, right? Why? Because even though there's a mitzvah of Shmiya, what? Yeah, there's not any Shmiya. You can't just hear anything. It has to be a Shmiya of a Tekiah. And that's what the Sfas Emes says. Even though the mitzvah is a mitzvah of Shmiya, it's Shmiya shall
tekiah.
Now, what is the halachic definition of tekiah? It can't have to be a shofar, it has to be a kosher shofar, it can't be shofara, it can't be that a woman blew it, it can't be it got caught by the winds. There's certain halachic criteria which make it a shofar, which make it a call. I'll even say better. Maybe the basis that Shmir shall call, and there's a hot Shmir shall call a shofar. Shmir shall call a shofar. There's a halachic definition of what a shofar is. There's a halachic definition of what a call is. And Chayr Shem Bekata don't fall under that definition. Then I think it's standard defense for the Rambam, the Rabbi Yon, all the other Shem who we don't seem to take the side of Shmir. However, there's an unbelievable sheet written by a sefer called the Yom Shmur. The Yom Shmur is a very important sefer on the Sefer Rashana. He wrote three tzfar, one on Rashana, one on Yom Kippur, and one on Sukkah. On Sukkah he called it the Kapos Tamar. It's only on the third parak, and we don't use it much more than Zedek, two on the second parak. He called the one on Yom Kippur, Sefer Yom Kippur, and the one on he called it the Yom Shmur, the one on Rashana. What's it called?
Rashana.
It's a very important sefer. It's an unbelievable chiddush. You'll pull out why it's the last one. Says, you wonder why Hashem shows the kata cannot blow shofar for you? The answer is because it's a ganai. It's a ganai. Why is this conceptually a world apart from the Spas Emes? What's the difference between the Yom Shua versus the Spas Emes to defend of this position of Shmir? That of the Rambam, that of the Bahag, that of the Rav Yon, that of all the other Mishnah. Can I mean, it's embarrassing, it's a disgrace, it's not covenant, it's, I was just changing that.
Repulsive. It changed it beyond the person.
What do you mean?
Because of the person, it can't do it.
Yeah, what Yom Shua seems to be saying is, in Hachinam, you're 100% correct. The mitzvah is shmir with no strings attached. Not like the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes is it's a mitzvah shmir of the tekiah. It is a tanai that shmir the tekiah. Basically, what the Sfas Emes is, you brought shmir a little bit closer to tekiah. You're right, the mitzvah shmir, but it's a shmir of the tekiah. The Yom Shua said it's a black out word straight up tekiah. Shmir. It's told nothing about shmir. And if they came here from a chesh of the Kurds, what's the thing that I'm not sure. It's funny to say the Gnai Daraisa, right? But otherwise, you have a huge chesh that Daraisa has to put your chesh at the Bible. You have to address the Daraisa. Is it possible you can find a woman who's not a Gnai? Let's say you find a Jewish queen who comes to blow shofar with prestige and with elegance and dignity. Would that be a Gnai? Could you have a woman be Yotz Motzi and shofar? It sounds like it's too big of a chesh to suggest. But maybe, I don't know. It sounds like I would not pass that way. But Lechor, you see the Yom Shua, even though they both do the Mitzvah Shmiya, there is a conceptual difference. And that's how people respond to the Chayr Shos Bekata. And with their responses, you see two different matters, even within the world of Shmiya. Lastly, there was a line who brought from Tokeh L'Tokeh Hor L'Tokeh Hadot. So the Gemara says, "In shofar, Shem Kol Shem Shem Yachid, Kol Shem Shem Lo Yachid." So that seems to be a black out rat why that was. You need to hear the shofar blow. So what? How might one defend this? Even if this is a mitzvah of shmir, still what? Still, you need to hear the shofar. However, what? The reason why you need to hear the shofar is not because the mitzvah is the mitzvah of shmir, the mitzvah of tekiah, according to the Rambam. Rather, why would everyone else need to hear the call and not the havara? Because shomer kavona. In other words, the reason why you need to, everyone agrees you need to hear the shofar. The question is it because the mitzvah of shmir or not? And if it's not, why do you need to hear it? Because of shomer kavona. How else are you going to think it's tekiah? That being the case, people say, hey, maybe the, what's it called? Maybe what? Maybe. I can defend the Shita of Tekiah. But the mitzvah of Tekiah, however, what? I need to hear it because of Shomer Ka'om. So far, so good? There's a major problem with that. Which is, who's the Gemara and Daf Chav Chas talking about?
The
Tokeh himself. Does the Tokeh himself need to hear shofar? What?
Yes.
No. If according to Rabbeinu Tam, if the mitzvah, the mitzvah of tekiah, who needs to hear?
Everybody else.
Everyone else in the world because of Shamei Ka'ona. But who doesn't? Who doesn't need to hear? That's okay, and himself. And therefore, people like the Ra'im and others who want to say that this Gemara and Daf Chav Ches is talking about Dafka, the people who are walking by. How could that be? The Gemara says what? The Gemara says, Tikam Rabba, Bitokeya Ba'ole, Linafshe. What word flies in the face of this defense of the Ra'im? That maybe don't refer to the Shomim. Linafshe. That is how that happened. Two ways to stop it. Number one, you take out the word Linafshe, change the gear set. And there are Rishonim, the Ritzvah doesn't have that gear set. Does the Ra'im have that gear set? Tough to know. But there are Rishonim who take away the word Linafshe, and therefore this Gemara is only talking about what? The Shomim. Enough finality. And here's another napkin. If it's a bit of Tekiah, who needs to hear it? Everyone but the Baal Tov Peh, and it's a Shmiah, everyone needs to hear that to be an Akhmina. You take away the word Linafshe. But I want to throw in a second. And therefore, really, according to this pshat of Shinoi Yirsa, the mitzvah is strictly a mitzvah of Tekiah with nothing else at all. There's nothing but a mitzvah of Tekiah. The only people who need to hear it is, are who? People who have to use Shmiah Ka'on. But the Baal Tov Peh does not. I thought of a different potential. This is what the Chora, the Shino Yirsa, is doing away with defending the Ra'im. There's another way. Even if you speak the Yirsa of the Nafshe, I'm thinking. Just like the Sfas Emes said, the mitzvah is a mitzvah of Shmia, with a Tanai that what? It's done through a proper Tekiah. Maybe one could say that the mitzvah is a mitzvah of Tekiah that's hearable. A mitzvah of tekiah, in other words, this is not just to blow. If you blow and no one hears anything, what's that? Well, no good. Maybe. In other words, you have to, it's not just tekiah, but it's to create a tekiah called shofar. And therefore, the mitzvah is not just to blow, but to blow something that is heard. And therefore, why does the Baal Tokeah need to hear it when Asha is here? You guys are. After with me, it's a challenge. No. Why does the Baal Tokeah need to?
Because someone can hear it.
Because since he's walking out of a cave, we don't know if he's hearing the little, whether or not he's hearing the coal or the echo. So therefore, why does he need to hear it? Not because there's a mitzvah on the Baal Tokeah to hear it, but rather why? Because he's the best barometer, he's the best gauge as to whether or not there really was a hearable coal shofar. He's the only person in the world who's walking out with the shofar. And at the end of the day, l'chora, there are four conceptual possibilities. Number one is the mitzvah of tekiah, raw, with nothing else. All you have to do is blow shofar. You have to change the word to gears, you have to change the gears of l'nashah. Number two is my own suggestion over here, defend the Ra'im, even with the gears of l'nashah. Which is the mitzvah to blow, but it's to blow a kol shofar. Not just a blow, it has to be a halachic kol shofar. And how do you determine whether that halachic kol shofar is hearable? Shita number three, we discussed, is the Sfas Emes, which is the mitzvah of shmir, but not just the shmir, but a shmir kol shofar. And there's a fourth shita of the Yom Teruah, which is it's any shmir at all. And the reason why a chair shofar kadam is no good is because it's a gnat. But l'chora, you don't need a halachic kol shofar. These are the four conceptual possibilities. How to understand what the mitzvah of shofar brings. The truth is there are several other possibilities. We don't have time for them. I'll just mention briefly that explaining it. There are people who believe that it's a combination of the two. The mitzvah of schinus, for example, there are two criteria, the shmiya and a tekiah. The first shef has printed in the sefer that the mitzvah of tekiah is the maisa, the kiyum ha-mitzvah, the heart of the mitzvah, is the shmiya. Could be, but in case of these formation possibilities, we've run through four, we now have five major nafkaminas, and we've dealt with the three major gemaras that attack either position and how the Rishonim would defend them, and fleshed out several conceptual possibilities. People should have a k'siva, k'siva tov.